said, give the things of Caesar to Caesar and the things of God to God.
说该撒的物归该撒，属神的物归给神。
Now that's image.
哦，那个是像。
In other words, it is just like the sovereign, the king.
哦，就是像那个神，那个王。
Our Lord Jesus is the perfect representation and manifestation of God.
我们的主乃是神啊完全的彰显与代表。
Now, in the Old Testament time, you find there are the patriarchs and the prophets and the kings.
我们知道在旧约里面有这些外邦的，有这些君王，有这些先知。
You have the priests.
有祭司。
And they, in a very small and fragmentary way, they represent or manifest something of God.
他们是一点一滴的把 神彰显出一点点,
but the Son is the full representation and manifestation of the Father.
但是他的儿子乃是父神那完全的彰显与代表。
He is God.
他是神。
He is one with God.
他与神本为一。
He subsists in the form of God.
他是 以神的形象存在的,
and he is equal with God, which is not something to be grasped at.
他本与神同等,
this is our Lord Jesus.
这是我们的主耶稣基督。
So we need to see our Lord as such.
我们需要这样的来看见我们的主。
He is God.
他是神。
And everything of God is in him.
一切 神的本性都在堂里面,
and how much we need to worship him.
我们要如何的来敬拜他,
how much we need to come to him in all things.
我们如何要凡事都来到他的跟前,
and find our all in him.
我们在堂里面, 我们要得到一切。
Then his relationship with creation.
他跟创造的关系。
Firstborn of all creation.
他是首生的, 在一切被造的以先。
This verse has caused lots of problems.
这一节圣经起初引起一些的争论。
It's William Barclay who said that.
这个Barclay弟兄这样讲。
We know Barclay actually is a liberal.
你知道 Barclay 这个人是一个新派的人。
And yet, this is what he said.
他这样讲。
He said, this word in English caused lots of misunderstanding.
说这个是英文的翻译里面就引起很多的难处。
Because according to English, you may think that Christ is the first created.
因为从英文的字面上来看，你好像看到基督是第一个被造的。That
he is created.
他是被造的。But
the first one created.
但是是头一个被造的。And
yet he said, in Hebrew and Greek, it is not so.
但是在希伯来文跟希腊文里面就不是这个意思。According
to Hebrew and Greek, it has very little indirect relationship to time significance.
因为在希伯来文跟希腊文里面时间上来的差距并不重明显。
It is a title of honor.
因为这是一个被尊崇的一个头衔。
And he quoted Exodus chapter 4 verse 22.
所以他用这个出埃及记第4章22节这里讲到,
it is the title of the Messiah.
这是弥赛亚的头衔。
And he quoted Psalm 89:28.
他也引诗篇89篇27节。
Yeah, 27, I think.
Yeah.
And he said, firstborn is priority.
他说这个首生的乃是一个优先。
then Bishop Lightfoot.
这个Lightfoot 主教说的。
He was a very learned person.
他是一个非常有学问的人。
And he said, firstborn has two meanings.
首生有两个意思。
Priority and sovereignty.
说讲到优先跟讲到主权。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
ordinarily, to us when we say, now he is the firstborn,
一般来讲我们说他是首生的,
we think in terms of times,
我们是想到时间,
that he is born first.
他是头一个生的,
so, firstborn of all creation, you would think that he is created first.
就是说他是首生的, 在一切被造以前就是说他是头一个被造的,
but, firstborn has a very special meaning.
但首生有一个特别的意思,
it doesn't mean that he is born first.
不是说明他在时间上面他是首先生的,
it means that he is superior.
是说出他是超越的,
that he has sovereignty.
他有主权。
Exodus chapter 4, verse 22.
出埃及记4章22节。
God sent Moses to Pharaoh.
神差摩西去见法老,
and to tell Pharaoh,
告诉法老说,
Israel is my son, my firstborn.
以色列是我的儿子, 我的长子,
let my people go.
让我的子民出去。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
so far as time is concerned,
从时间, 角度来看,
Israel is not the first nation formed on earth.
以色列不是地上头一个国。
As a matter of fact, you find Edom has kingdom and kings before Israel become a kingdom.
你看到以东他先成为一个王国, 有君王, 比以色列之先。
And of course, Egypt, Babylon, all these ancient nations were ahead of Israel.
埃及、巴比伦这些古王朝都比以色列在前。
Israel at the time was not a nation yet.
那个时候以色列还没有成为一个国家。
And yet God said, Israel is my son, my firstborn.
但是耶和华这样说,以色列是我的儿子,我的长子。
Because it pleased God to choose Israel.
因为 神拣选以色列,这是他喜悦的。
And put them on a superior position.
把他放在一个最超越的一个地位。
And the same thing with Psalm 89.
在诗篇89篇当中也是这样。
It is a messianic song.
这是一个弥赛亚的诗篇。
But of course, it refers to David.
当然这是指到大卫。
And David is a type of Christ, the Messiah.
因为大卫乃是预表
And God said, you are my son, my firstborn son.
神说,我也要立他为长子,
the highest of the nations.
为世上最高的君王。
So brothers and sisters, again, you see,
弟兄姊妹们,你们看到,
David was not the first one, the first king in Israel.
大卫不是以色列的头一个君王。
Saul was the first king.
扫罗是头一个君王。
And David was king much later than many kings in the world.
大卫是比地上很多的君王做王更往后。
But God made him the firstborn.
但是神立他为长子。
Firstborn among the kings of the nation.
作为世上最高的君王。
So it means priority and sovereignty.
是讲到优先, 讲到权的主权。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
so far as the relationship of our Lord with creation is concerned,
讲到我们的主跟创造的关系,
He is not created.
他不是被造的。
He created all things.
他创造了一切。
And if you read on, it is very clear.
如果你继续读下去, 你就会很清楚。
Because he is before all things.
因为在万有之先,
he is before them.
因为他是在他们之前的。
So he does not belong to them.
所以他不属于他们。
Now, what do you mean by the firstborn of all creation?
那这个首生的在一切被造之先是什么意思?
It is being explained.
下面就解释了,
because all things were created in him.
因为 万有都是靠他造的。
You know, when the translator translate the Greek to English,
把希腊文翻成英文的时候，
they said because by him we created all things.
这么一说，万有都是靠他造的。
Now the word by there in Greek is an, which means in.
所以这个靠在希腊文应该是在它里面。
But it doesn't make sense to the translators.
但对于翻译上来讲，好像并不太通顺。
How can the creation being created in Christ?
哦，怎么样创造是在基督里面呢？
The universe is so big.
宇宙那么大。
How can it be created in Him?
怎么可能在基督里面来被创造呢？
So they use the word by Him.
所以他们就用靠。
But actually, it is in him.
但实际上来讲，是在他里面。
Why? Because he is the designer, the architect of all things.
因为他是一切的设计者，他是一切的这个设计师。
You know, when you see a building,
当你看到一个房子，
it is built by an architect.
是一个建筑师来设计的。
The personality.Of that architect is expressed in the building.
这个建筑师的性情啊，在这个建筑物里面表达出来。
And so, if it is good building, it is a living building.
如果是一个好的建筑呢，是一个活的建筑。
Because it expresses the character of the architect.
因为在那里呢，能够。表明了这个建筑师他本身的性情。
That building is in the mind of the architect.
因为这一个建筑物是在这个建筑师的头脑里面。
And of course, his mind is controlled by his character.
当然，他的头脑是被他的性情来支配。
If he is a very artistic person,
如果他是一个很艺术性的人物。
He would design a very artistic building.
所以他就设计出了非常艺术化的一个建筑物。
Because the building comes out of him.
因为这个建筑物是从他里面出来的。
It is conceived in him.
是在他里面来怀胎的。
It expresses his personality.
因为这里面表明了他自己的性情性格。
If that architect is a very practical one.
如果这个建筑师是一个很住实际的人。
Then he would design a building that is very practical, operational.
设计这个房子呢是非常实用的。
So you find all things.
所以你就发现一切的事情。
The things in the heavens and the things upon the earth.
天上地下的。
Things visible and invisible.
看得见的看不见的。
The angels are invisible.
天使看不见的。
Men are visible.
人是看得见的。
Some things are invisible.
有一些是不能看见的。
Other things are visible.
有一些是能看见的。
Whether it is principalities, authorities, or powers, or dominions.
不论是有位的、组织的、执政的、掌权的。
Everything is created in him.
一概都是在他里面造的。
It expresses his character.
因为这里表明了他的性情。
It reflects his glory.
他那里彰显了他的荣耀。
That's the reason why, when you look at the universe,
这就是当你看宇宙的时候，
you can see the deity and the power, wisdom of God.
你能够认识神的全能跟神的神性。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
诸天述说他的荣耀，城窗传扬他的手段。
Everything is created in him.
一切都是在他里面被造的。
And of course, you and me too.
你我也是。
Not only created in him,
不单只是在他里面造的。
It is created by him.
也是借着他造的。也是他造的。
He is the engineer.
他是那个工程师。
Not only the architect who designs,
他不单只是那个建筑师的设计，
he is the engineer who builds,
他是那个盖房子的那个工程师。
When God created the universe,
当神创造宇宙的时候，
as we find in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面我们看到，
he was the engineer,
他是那个工程师。
He himself created all things,
因为他亲手在那里创造这一切。
All things were created by him.
哦，一切都是他所造的。
And outside of him, there's nothing created.
哦，在他以外没有任何的创造。
And also, all things are created for him.
而且一切都是为着他造的。
In other words, he is the owner of all things.
也就是说，他是一切被造的主人。
He is the heir.Of all things.
他是一切的产业都是他的。
All the creations were created for him.
一切的创造都是为了他。
He is the goal of creation.
他是创造的目的。
He is before all things.
他在一切事情之先。
And all things subsist in him.
万物都是因他而立。
All things had its beginning in him.
一切都是从他那里开始。
And all things had its continuation in him.
一切都是在他的里面才能够继续。
He holds all things together.
他托住一切的事情。
By the word of his power.
借着他全能的命令托住万物。
The universe is not chaotic.
这个宇宙没有那样的混乱。
It is because our Lord Jesus, he holds all things together.
因为我们的主他托住万有。
What a Christ he is.
他是何等样的一位基督。
This is his relationship with creation.
这是他与被创造的一个关系。
And then thirdly,
第三点，
his relationship with new creation.
他与新造的关系。
And not only he had that old creation.
他不单只有那个旧造。
He is the beginning,
他是开始。
He is the continuation,
他是继续。
And he is the end,
他也是结束。
But so far as the new creation is concerned,
但是从新造这方面来看，
What is he to the new creation?
对于新造是怎么样的关系？
He is the head of the body, the church.
他也是教会全体之首。
You know, the church is a new creation.
教会是新造。
And it is created in him.
是在他里面造的。
The church is his body.
教会是他的身体。
He is the head.
他是元首。
You know, everything of the church comes out from him.
教会里面的一切都是从他那里开始。
And everything in the church is under him.
教会里面的一切都是在他之下。
And everything in the church is to grow up into him.
教会里面的一切也要连于他。
The head is the seat of power, authority.
头是全能的那一个种子。
The head is the center of unity.
头是合一的中心。
The head is the center of control.
头是控制的中心。
The center of supply.
供应的中心。
The head is everything to the body.
对于身体来讲，头是他的一切。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
that is his relationship with the church.
这是他与教会的关系。
You do not try to make it upside down.
你不要把它掉过头来。
Put the body up and head down.
把身体放在上面，头在下面。
Head is always at the top.
头永远在。
And the body is always under the head.
身体一定是在头之下。
So we need to hold fast the head.
所以我们要持定元首。
Now if we hold fast the head, that all the members of the body will be united together.
如果我们持定元首，一切的肢体就能够连在一起。
And will minister one to another.
我们就彼此的服侍。
He is the beginning.
他是首生的。
The church has its beginning in Christ.
教会是从基督开始的。
It is because of his death, and resurrection.
是因着他的死跟他的复活。
Our Lord Jesus is the head of the whole universe.
我们的主耶稣基督他是宇宙的全的元首。
Because he is the creator.
因为他是那个创造者。
Our Lord Jesus is the head of the church.
我们的耶稣基督是教会的头。
Because he loved the church and gave himself for her.
因为他爱教会，为教会舍己。
He is the firstborn.
他是首生的。
From among the dead.
他是从死里首先复生的。
You know, in the Old Testament time and in the New Testament time.
在新约跟旧约的里面。
We have records of people being raised from the dead.
我们有一些的记录，有人从死里复活。
So how can he be the firstborn from among the dead?
那他怎么能够是从死里首先复生的呢？
Time-wise, he was not the first one who was raised from the dead.
因为从时间上来讲，他不是头一个复活的。
But he is the firstborn from among the dead.
但是他是从死里首先复生的。
Why?
为什么？
Because his resurrection is the first one resurrected.
因为他是头一个复活的。
He entered into death.
他进入死。
Robbed death of his power.
他掳掠了死的权势。
And he came out in resurrection.
然后从死里面复活出来。
He was buried in his physical body.
他的肉身被埋葬。
A crucified, mutilated body.
一个被钉十字架的一个朽坏的一个身体。
A weak, mortal body.
一个软弱被朽坏的一个身体。
But when he rose from the dead,
当从死里复活的时候，
it is immortal.
是那不朽坏的。
It is spiritual body.
那是属灵的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
he is the firstborn from among the dead.
他是从死里首先复生的。
Christ will rise first.
基督首先
，and then those who believe in him.
然后那一切相信他的。
Our resurrection is patterned after him.
我们的复活乃是根据他的样式。
He is the firstborn.
他是那首先的。
Not only the first one who really resurrected.
不单只是头一个真正的复活。
But because of his resurrection,
也因着他的复活,
we shall also be raised from the dead.
我们也能够从死里面给带起来。
So far as new creation is concerned,
从新造上来说,
he is everything.
他是一切。
To God, he is everything.
对神来讲, 他是一切。
To the old creation, he is everything.
对旧造, 他是一切。
To the new creation,He is everything.
新造来讲，他也是一切。
Because God wants him to have the first place in all things.
因为神让他在凡事上居首位。
First place in the scripture doesn't mean he is first, you are second.
凡事上居首位不是说他第一，你第二。
It means he is first and the last and all in between.
你知道就是说明他是首先的，他是幕后的，也是他是中间的一切。
He is all and in all.
他在一切，在他里面，他是一切的一切。
This is God's purpose.
这是神的旨意。
God put him his own self all into the Son.
他把他自己完全放在儿子里面。
And he makes his Son all to everything.
他也把他的儿子给了我们。成了我们的一切。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is our Lord.
这是我们的主。
So how we need to submit ourselves completely to Him.
当如何的降服在他的跟前。
Do not try to find anything outside of Him.
不要在他以外有什么寻求。
But find your all in Him.
在他里面要得到你的一切。
The church is the body.
教会是身体。
The fullness of him who fills all and in all.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
And the same thing is true.
同样。
To each individual.
对每一个个人来讲。
So in the book of Colossians,
所以在哥罗西书里面,
you find Paul said,
保罗说,
I want to present every one of you perfect and complete in Christ.
我愿意把你们在基督里带到完全的地步。
That in everything,
在一切的里面,
you find your all in Christ.
你就发现在凡事上基督是一切。
Because this is the will of God.
因为这是神的旨意。
Now, we do not have time to go to Hebrews.
我们好像没有时间去看希伯来书啊。
But I think that's enough for us now. Fifteen more minutes?
15分钟啊。
Okay. Then you'll find in, well, we still cannot go to Hebrews.
我们还是不能够去看希伯来书。
We have to stick to Colossians.
我们要停在哥罗西里面。
And he reconciled all things to itself.
他成就一切啊，他借着他在十字架上就成就了和平，叫借着万有在能够与自己和好。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，God's eternal purpose，
神永远的旨意。
He purposed that before the foundations of the world，
在创立世界以前，他就下了这样的旨意。
And His will， His purpose never changes。
他的定义，他的旨意永远不改变。
He may change his ways of doing things.
他可能改变他工作的方法。
That's the reason why in the Old Testament you find that God repented.
你就是看到在旧约的时候，神会后悔。
On the one hand, you find the Bible said God is not man that he should repent.
你就会说神不是人，他怎么会后悔呢？
And yet you do find in cases when God repented.
你就发现在有的地方神后悔了。
Now he never repents of his purpose.
他永远不是因着他的旨意而后悔。
He can repent of his means and ways of doing things.
他可以因着他工作的方法来后悔。
But anyway, you find that God's purpose is set.
你发现神的旨意已经立定了。
That His son should have the first place in all things.
他的儿子在凡事上居首位。
Everything will find its meaning in his son.
一切就因着他的儿子而有意义。
And everything will reflect his son's glory.
而且一切都能够反映出他儿子的荣耀。
But that purpose has been challenged.
但另一个旨意是有被挑战。
In the first world,
在头一个世界里面,
the highest of God's creation are the angels.
神所创造最高的乃是天使。
And among the angels,
在这些天使的当中,
there was one archangel,
在那边有一个天使长,
whose name is Lucifer.
他的名字是路斯佛,明亮之星。
The brilliant star.
明亮之星。
Now, very possibly,
很可能,
he was the masterpiece of God's creation at that time.
可能是另一个时候神创造的杰作。
Because if you read Ezekiel chapter 28,
如果你读以西结书第28章的话,
It's a prophecy.
这里是一个预言。
God used the king of Tyre as a kind of type.
神用当时开罗王作为一个预表。
Because the description that followed cannot fit any human being.
因为那一个形容啊，不能够用在任何一个人的身上。
So it is a description of that angel.
应该是形容那一个天使。
He was created almost perfect.
他从受造之日啊，好像完全一样。
God gave him power.
神给他全能。
Give him gifts.
给他恩赐。
Gave him positions.
给他地位。
He was a cherub, anointed cherub that covered God's throne.
哦，他是那个遮盖约柜的基幕伯。
And he was supposed to lead all the angels in worship.
他应该带着所有的天使在那里敬拜。
When he was created, he was perfect.
当他被造的时候，他是完全的。
But gradually,
但是渐渐的
，something happened to him.
有一些事情发生了。
Now, if you read Isaiah chapter 14,
如果你读以赛亚十四章的时候
，from 12 to 15,
从十二节到十五节
，and then you will find that this.Angel,
你就发现这一个天使
he began to think of himself.
他就开始想他自己
Instead of fixing his eyes upon God,
哦，他没有把他的眼睛注目在神的身上
You know, the anointed cherub over the mercy seat, their eyes are upon the mercy seat.
你知道基摩伯的眼睛是注目在施恩座上面
But this archangel began to turn.To notice himself.
但这个天使长他掉过头来注意他自己
And a kind of pride began to rise within him.
他里面的骄傲就起来了
I want to be equal with God.
我要与神同等
I'm not contented to be below God.
我在神之下我不满足
As a matter of fact, he wants to take the place of God's son.
其实他要夺到神儿子的地位
and then you'll find unrighteousness in his doings
你就看在他的行为里面就带出了不义
he challenged God's eternal purpose
他向神永远的旨意挑战
and because of this he was punished by God
这样神就惩治他
he wascast down from heaven
他就从天上被摔下来
and with him
跟着他的
there are one third of the angels that followed him
有三分之一的天使跟随了他
and the dominion that God had given to him to rule came into ruin with him
那他们神给他们所管辖的那就跟着他们而被坠落了
Because God is jealous of His Son.
因为神是那位忌邪的神。
Anyone who challenges God's eternal purpose,
任何人他向神永远的旨意挑战的
，God will not allow it.
神是不允许的。
And that's probably the reason why the earth we inhabited were once covered.With water and darkness.
这就是为什么我们现在居住这个地曾经是阴面黑暗的。
We do not know how long this continued on.
我们不知道那个事情发生了多久。
But God's purpose cannot be defeated.
但神的旨意是不会失败的。
What He decided, He will perform it.
他所定义的，他要完成。
And that comes to Genesis chapter 1.
那就回到创世纪第一章。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
But somehow the earth entered into ruin and emptiness.
但是不知道为什么地就成为阴面黑暗。
Today, we believe it is because of the rebelling of that archangel.
我们相信是因着天使长的悖逆。
The archangel turned himself into Satan, the adversary of God.
另一个天使长就成为撒旦神的仇敌
But God's purpose cannot be defeated
但神的旨意不会被失败
So he used 6 days to repair the ruined earth
所以他就用了6天来恢复了、败坏的地
To make it habitable
叫地再能够成为可居住的
And on the 6th day he created man
第6天他创造了人
Now he created man according to his image after his likeness.
他是照着他自己的形象跟样式来造人的。
Because when he created man, he had something in mind.
因为当他造人的时候，他有这样的意义。
It is related to his eternal purpose.
这是连上他永远的旨意。
It is as if Satan had delayed God's eternal purpose.
好像撒旦在那里延迟了神永远的旨意。
Now how will God to redeem the situation?
那神怎么样来赎回这一个光景？
Here is the wisdom of God.
这是神的智慧。
He will create man a little inferior than angels.
他比人他创造人比天使微小一点。
And he used the inferior to defeat the superior.
他用那个微小一点的去胜过那些超越的。
For God to defeat Satan is nothing.
对于用神来击败撒旦算不得什么。
But God will use man inferior to the angels to defeat that challenge.
但是神用比天使微小一点的去击败他。
That is the glory of God.
这是神的荣耀。
So he created man.
所以他创造人。
And he gave this earth to man.
他把地给了人。
That man will subdue it and bring it back to the feet of the Lord Jesus.
所以人在那里治理这个地，把地带回到神权柄的底下。
But unfortunately, man rebelled.
但很可惜，人也悖逆了。
How our forefather ate the forbidden fruit.
哦，我们的先祖吃了禁果。
They rather choose to develop themselves.To be independent of God.
他们拣选，他们要发展他们自己，他们不要依靠神。
They want to take the place of God's beloved Son.
他们也要取代神爱子的地位。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Even the man that God created failed.
虽然神创造的人失败了。
He will still use man to redeem the situation.
他仍然用人来完成他的工作。
So he sent his beloved son into this world.
所以他就差他的爱子来到地上。
The word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
Tabernacle among man.
哦，住在人的中间。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Declare the Father to man.
哦，把父向人表明出来。
How much he loves us.
他多么的爱我们。
And at the last.
最后。
He offered himself as a sacrifice.
他把自己变成挽回祭。
Through the blood of the cross.
在十字架上流出了宝血。
He reconciled all things back to his fullness.
叫万有能够与神相合，回到他的丰满里面。
The work of reconciliation is done by Christ and Christ alone.
神恢复和好的工作是基督自己单独完成的。
It is not God reconciled to us.It is we that are reconciled to God.
不是神与我们相合，而是我们要与神和好。
And yet, the offended God is the one who provides the means of reconciliation.
这位被侵犯了的神，他却为我们预备了和好的路。
That is the love of God.
这是神的爱。
Even to give his only son.For us.
他把他的独生的爱子给了我们。
Not only for us, but for all things.
不单只为我们，也为了一切。
And because of the blood of the cross,
因着十字架上所流的血，
all things are being reconciled back to God.
就成就了和平，叫万有都与自己和好。
And this reconciliation,
这一个和好。
It is being brought back to God's original purpose.
就把一切带回到神原先永远的旨意里面去。
All things will be subjected to Christ.
万有都伏在基督的脚下。
And Christ will be the first place.
让基督在凡事上居首位。
But Hebrews tell us we have not seen all things subjected to him.
但希伯来书告诉我们，我们还没有看到万事都伏在他的脚下。
But we see Jesus.
但是我们看到耶稣。
Who was made a little inferior than angels.
哦，他比天使造的微小一点。
And he suffered death for all.
他为我们受死。受苦
because of what he had done.
因为他所做的
he will lead many sons to glory.
他要带许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
And he, as a son of man,
他这位人子
as the second man,
是第二个人
with those who are redeemed by him,
那一切被他救赎的。
And begin to take up his character upon them.
哦，我们就能够接受他的性情。
As our brother mentioned last night,
我们的
overcomers in the church.
在教会里面的得胜者。
Eventually, he will bring all things back to fullness.
最后，他要把一切都带到丰满里面去。
Today, the whole creation is groaning.
今天。哦，一切被造在那里叹息
，because they were under corruption and emptiness，
因为他们在虚空跟败坏的底下。
It's not something they want，
这不是他们所愿意的。
It is man that put them in such situation，
是因着人而把万物都带到这种光景底下。
But one day there will be the manifestation of the sons of God，
但有一天神的众子要显出来。
Christ as firstborn will lead many sons into glory.
基督那首先的要带许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
And the whole universe will be restituted.
整个的宇宙就给恢复过来。
And all things will be subjected to him.
一切都伏在基督的底下。
God's purpose.Will be fulfilled.
神的旨意就完成。
Fulfilled in Christ.
在基督里面完成。
And we find our fulfillment in Christ.
我们也在他里面得以完全。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们的天父。
We bow before thee.
我们伏在你的跟前。
Recognizing Thy love.
我们承认看到你的爱。
Recognizing that thou, thy purpose, cannot be defeated.
我们知道你的旨意不会被击败。
We pray that by thy grace,
我们祷告借着你的恩典,
we may be part in that purpose.
我们能够在这个旨意里面有份。
That Christ may be all and in all.
基督是一切又在一切的里面
Because he is worthy
因为他是配的
We ask in thy precious name
我们奉你宝贝的名
Amen,
Amen.